South Africa's raised concerns with the U.S. over its possible duties on vehicle and vehicle component imports following President Trump's decision to impose import duties on steel and aluminium. The DTI has pointed out that the imposition of these tariffs will erode benefits that South Africa is supposed to be enjoying under the Africa Growth and Opportunity Act. DDG of the DTI, Molelwa Mlumbi-Peter, joins us on the line now to discuss whether their concerns are being addressed and what the potential impact will be on our import-export market, should they not be. Thanks so much, DDG, for joining us this evening. So, as I say, we've got South Africa having raised concerns with the U.S. about possible duties on vehicle and vehicle component imports. What response have you received? How has that concern been received?
Well, the U.S. has encouraged us to participate in the current investigation because the U.S. has not yet decided to impose. It's still undertaking a Section 232 investigation, with its imperatives being the national security of the U.S. So what they've encouraged us to do is to make submissions in the investigation. We've already submitted a written submission, which Minister signed a few weeks ago. And on the 19th of July, it will be the oral representations on the investigation. And our ambassador to the U.S., Ambassador Mahlangu, will then make that presentation on behalf of South Africa.
Yeah. Do you think that you're winning any favor with the U.S. As this process is ongoing? Because South Africa's application for exemption was rejected after it had already argued that it's such a small niche exporter to the U.S.
Well, we are hopeful that the U.S. will look at the submission, especially given the intra-industry linkages between the U.S. Auto industry as well as our auto industry. And a study by the U.S. has shown that the U.S. has seen an increase of over 80% of their exports into South Africa because of these strong intra-industry linkages. So if the South African industry is negatively affected, it will also affect U.S. jobs as well as U.S. exports. So we've made that point quite strongly, and I think there was an appreciation of the implications for both sides.
Okay, let's hone in on implications on South Africa specifically and the kind of ramifications, if such a move had to go through, what the ramifications would be on South Africa on this component of its export market.
Well, in terms of the 2017 figures, our total exports for autos, which includes auto components, was 15.8 billion rand. So it's quite a significant number. Of course, we know that going forward, one of the significant exporters into the U.S. market, one of the auto manufacturers, will no longer be exporting to the U.S.
So we expect BMW, right?
Yes. So we expect that there will be a significant decrease of passenger vehicle exports into the U.S., but of course will still be negatively affected, especially when it comes to auto components, because the U.S. market is the second biggest export market for our auto components. So it's a concern for us, because if we look at the Section 232 duties and their impact on steel and aluminium, we expect that it will have the same impact should the U.S. decide to impose these duties, because effectively what it has done is to erode our or suspend our preferences under AGOA into the U.S. market. So that will be the impact, because it would mean that we will have to pay this duty, including the MFN duty, the most favored nation duty, when our goods are exported into the U.S., which will negatively affect our competitiveness into the U.S. market.
How would that translate into the jobs market and the potential for job cuts within industry?
Well, at this stage, we don't know yet how big the duty will be. So it's difficult to model what will be the impact. But if anything, in terms of what the President Trump has indicated, he had indicated that he's looking at 20%. If it is 20%, then that will have a significant impact, because, as I said, it will affect our competitiveness into the U.S. market. So it's effectively, it would mean that our U.S. Component manufacturers are likely to see job cuts, and we are also likely to see a decrease in productive capacity unless we are able to quickly identify alternative export markets for our products.
Yeah, let's talk about that prospect, because while you fight this fight, just how aggressively are you pursuing other export markets?
We are, especially if you look at the negotiations that we currently have in the continent. We are busy finalizing our negotiations with the East African community, and you'd be aware that we negotiate as part of the Southern Africa Customs Union, and we're quite close to conclude a deal with the East African community. So that would be a new market access opportunity for our exports products, including the auto components.
Yeah.
We are also working on the African Continental FTA, which will combine the market of all the African countries, and it will lead to a market of over a billion people with a GDP of $3.3 trillion. So it will give us a market of a significant size, especially for our exports of value-added products. Because if you look at our exports to the rest of the world, including the U.S., we mainly export primary products with a few value-added products, autos being one when it comes to the U.S. market. But in the continent, we export mainly value-added products. So the African Continental Integration Agenda that we are currently pursuing is exactly one of the priorities of the South African government, because we need to identify alternative markets for our products.
Mm.
But also we have preferential access into the EU, and the majority of our auto manufacturers are also targeting the EU as one of the critical export markets. So there is potential to diversify, especially as I said, into the continent.
Yeah. Having said that, DDG, just looking at the U.S. and South Africa-U.S. relations in particular, how much risk are you pricing in of this becoming a tit-for-tat game? Because we've had Minister Rob Davies saying that South Africa's meat producers could sue the U.S. if it imposes aluminium tariffs, that they're looking at possible litigation against the U.S. if the U.S. does go aggressively down this tariff imposition route.
Well, at this stage, we can't say it's a tit-for-tat, because the Section 232 investigation affects all the exporters into the U.S. market. And again, if we take the approach when it comes to steel and aluminium, what we saw was that very few countries were exempted, mainly Brazil, Australia, South Korea, as well as Argentina, and all the other trading partners of the U.S. were subjected to the measures. So we'll have to see what approach the U.S. takes when it comes to autos. And we've made the point that, again, we are not a significant exporter into the U.S. market, so we are therefore not a threat to U.S. national security. Because if you look at autos, our exports account for only 0.4% of total U.S. imports when it comes to autos. So really, we are not a significant player. And if you now discount the exports by one of our manufacturers who have already looked for an alternative market when it comes to passenger vehicles, we are likely to see a significant drop in South African exports into the U.S. when it comes to autos. So really, we are not a threat. But as I say, the issue here is that the U.S. is looking at imposing these duties to all their trading partners.
Yeah, well, a bit of a wait-and-see game to see how this all unfolds. Thanks so much, Xolelwa, for having joined us on the line this evening. Of course, Xolelwa Mlumbi-Peter is DDG of the DTI.